while ago that our chairman asked me to introduce our speaker this evening. So I have no recourse to other than my memory.
Now, why is it easy?
I have nothing factual other than just what my letting my memory go. I've known David or Jack, if you may like to call him, probably longer than anyone in this room, not even excepting his wife. And we were raised together in New Westminster. Our parents and grandparents played cards together and a few other things like that, but let that go. Jack was, as I recall, Jack, a very outstanding student. He sat right in front of me in my school, and his wife sat diagonally opposite him. He earned his way through a lot of things, including delivering the Columbia as I did, for he had a much tougher route. I forget what we used to get paid. We didn't get paid very much a month to deliver papers, but he began
$2 a week, right?
$2 a week, that way, don't you? Well, Jack began at the Columbia on 6th Street. He took his bicycle out to the Penn Row, as it was called, and passed the Woodland School, or the asylum, as we called it at that time. And then his route started. He went down the hill, the way out to Sacramento, and then he left his bike, headed home. I think it was on Hospital Street, Jack?
Right on Hospital.
Yeah. And then carried on to deliver the rest of his papers along Columbia Street and down the North Road to the Hume, what is now Hume Park, that day, and then he circled around and came up over the hills to the odd houses that were there at that time, over to Cumberland and Armstrong and so on, and then circled back to Hospital Street and then back home. Then he got
for $2 a week.
That was in Jack's paper. But we're not here to talk about those things that far back. One of the other things I don't know about, other than I think that I don't know how long he fought in Burnaby, nearly 50 years, I think. And 25 of them at Edwards. Is that about right, Jack? That's right. So, and I understand that he's going to tell us about the Edwards School and the difficulty. I'm just speaking to Jack Moser, who was old. He said, what do you say about school? Other than just the people that are involved. So we don't know what he's going to tell us, but I'm sure that we will listen with rapt attention to what he had to tell us about the Edmund School, where I'm very happy that I haven't met the gentleman who was the present principal, but I knew some of the earlier principals a long time ago, the fellow and a lot of them, and I'm very happy to have the privilege of introducing Mr. Davies to this audience.
Thank you, Dr. Eagles. Almost you had me scared. I didn't know what you were going to say.
You'd like to sit down.
Is all right, Mr. Eagles?
Yes, definitely.
I only felt, Dr. Eagles, that if you told too many stories about me, I was going to preface my remarks to some stories about you. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, may I assure you I am deeply appreciative of the honor the Burnaby Historical Society has done me in asking me to speak for a few minutes in Edmund's school. I am particularly delighted that Mr. Henderson, the present principal of the school, has come, because I don't think he ever realizes exactly what we in Edmunds have gone through till we came into the luxurious school he has today. Mr. Pride also, I don't think, has any conception of the kind of thing we had. But may I say this? I think it was much more interesting in those days than it is today. Maybe you won't agree with me, but after I've finished, perhaps you can express your opinion. I was principal of that school for 25 years. And naturally came to identify myself closely with it. A short time ago, on meeting one of my former parents, I was amused to have her address me as Mr. Edmunds. I realize that to her I represent the school as she knew it. I find, too, that over the years, so many people pass through that old boys and girls turn up in the most unexpected places. Edmonds is some 78 years old. Edmonds School is some 78 years old. And many changes have taken place, not only in the school, but in the community it serves. In the 1860s, we have reason to believe that a William Home and his family lived near Burnett Creek in the now Sappington area, but there is no record of their school attendance. However, we do know that by 1870, Burnaby had one child attending school, a small youth called Malcolm Nicholson. Interestingly enough, he lived on a farm between Deer and Burnaby Lakes, probably quite near to our location tonight. Every morning, he took the rocky road to learning up the steep Douglas Hill, past Tom Bennett's Inn, which stood where Edmonds School stands today, then down Cooper's Hill to the Central School in Newestminster. That, by the way, was situated on the present site of the Royal Towers Hotel. He did not worry about missing the school bus. His concern was missing the odd bear on the trail to school. But time rolled on, and by 1892, Burnaby had attracted settlers in sufficient numbers to warrant incorporation as a municipality. Due to its widespread settlements, each area had its own board of school trustees. According to Green's History of Burnaby, formality was at a minimum in board elections. On one occasion, Mr. George Hardy was digging a well on the present Edmonds Street School grounds. He was supposed to nominate the trustee for the district, but water was needed, so he kept on digging. But from the bottom of the well, he nominated Mr. Evers Stride as trustee. A Mrs. Burgess up at the well mouth duly seconded, and the returning officer and Mr. Hazard declared Mr. Stride elected. You came too late, Mrs. McKeegosa. By the way, when the old gray building at Edmonds was torn down, under the concrete platform in front of the school, we discovered a well some 72 feet deep and about 10 feet in diameter. It had never been cribbed, and one could see the marks of the pick on both sides and all sides of the well, having obviously been dug by hand. Apparently, it was for some time the main source of community water. When a water system went through the district, its use was discontinued, and at some time or other, it had been covered with a concrete slab. When one thinks of the hundreds of small boys and girls who marched down that thin covering, who had played hopscotch and marbles above the 72 feet of nothingness, it was truly a case of ignorance being bliss. But to get back to Edmonds' history. In 1893, Mr. T.J. Trapp of Newestminster donated a site for Burnaby's first school in South Burnaby. This school, called Burnaby East, opened in January 1894, having been built at a cost of $1,750. By the way, it still stands today at the corner of Canada Way and 19th Avenue, and is still in use as a private residence. 41 pupils were enrolled, two being borrowed from New Westminster to qualify for government grant. Even in those days, trustees had trouble with the government. The first teacher was Miss Ethel LePage, who stayed 1 month. One of her pupils, she tried to chastise, picked her up and dumped her outside, and she left. The next one was of sterner stuff and stayed for 10 years. The parents had only one complaint about this teacher, Miss Ellen Lister. She rode from New Westminster every day on a pony, and while Miss Lister's competence as a teacher was undisputed, her choice of ponies was not above criticism. This pony had a passion for lunches, and while Miss Lister had the children under control, the same could not be said for the pony. He ate the lunches. Her salary, by the way, was $50 a month, and remained that for her 10-year stint.